Chapter 13. No More Cod. Comprehension. Read this journal entry. We continued our journey on to the east from Toronto until we came to the island of Newfoundland. It was given this name because it was one of the first regions of Canada reached by modern Europeans. Newfoundland became famous for its cod fisheries, so I was really looking forward to eating some cod chowder and freshly fried cod with its wonderfully white flakes of flesh. To my surprise, I could not find any place that served local cod. Since 1992, the fisheries have been closed. I was saddened to learn this story of human greed and stupidity. When Europeans first reached the area in the late 15th century, cod was so plentiful that all the fishermen had to do was lower baskets, and they would come up full of fish. In fact, 2-meter cod weighing 220 pounds were very common. 2-meter lobsters could also be found. It was a fisherman's paradise. Cod are easy to catch. They move in large shoals, migrating into fairly shallow water to spawn. A mature female produces 3 million eggs at a time, and although not all become fully grown cod, the numbers should have ensured the survival of the species. Cod are omnivorous, even cannibalistic. They will bite at anything, but have no staying power. Sports fishermen don't like cod because they don't fight, but this makes it all the easier for commercial fishermen. Almost every part of the codfish can be eaten. Its roe is delicious, and its liver is very nutritious. The flesh is 18% protein, high for a fish, and only 0.3% fat. When salted and dried, which was the most common treatment in the past, the flesh becomes 80% protein. A huge trade grew with 300,000 fish a year being processed as early as 1640. For 300 years, men improved their techniques for catching cod. High-powered ships, huge dragging nets, and the discovery of refrigeration meant that the number of catches went up almost every year. This proved to many experts that cod was an inexhaustible source of food. Fish sticks became common at the American dinner table, and the fast food fillet of fish was just around the corner. However, the bonanza was finally over. Stocks of cod had been exhausted. Eventually, the government banned cod fishing in hopes that things would gradually return to normal. But there is no guarantee that the species will recover. An entire ecosystem that may never return has been damaged. Meanwhile, factory ships with even more sophisticated technology have moved on from the Atlantic and are now stripping the Pacific of cod, tuna, squid, and so on. I doubt whether the next generation will ever eat real seafood. So, I shall not have fresh cod after all, but I have learned quite a bit about the fishing industry instead. I hope my next entry will be a more cheerful one.